This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Arguably, Britain's Oxford University is the most venerable institution of learning in the world. You go there to develop intellect, as did a recent American Oxford graduate, Brendan Jones, until he found his interests drifting elsewhere.
Framed on my bedroom wall is a reminder of all the effort I put in during my 3 years at Oxford. It's not the degree. That hangs separately. It's a portrait of 9 boxers, all of us chosen to be on the 2002 Oxford team to fight against rival Cambridge. It was a long way from where I grew up in Philadelphia. At home, I had learned to fight from the inside, to dodge punches and finish off opponents with the hook. Oxford was different. You fought in a stiff upright position, circling, keeping the jab out. More Marcus of Queensbury than Sonny Liston. My first time in the ring, I got my opponent up on the ropes and I was digging away at his ribs when Coach blew his whistle. "We need boxers, not fighters," he said, and kicked me out. The words hurt, so I quit and focused on my studies. But in a town built on the monastic model where physical contact and any sort of expression of emotion were discouraged, I began to miss human touch, even if it came in the form of fists. So I learned to box from the outside, made the team, and fought against Cambridge. When I think back on my time at Oxford, it's not the cloisters or hours of study I remember, but the unexpected intimacy and friendship I found inside the ring. It is this I'm reminded of each time I look at the portrait of the 9 students staring hard at the camera, eager to step between the ropes and make contact.
Writer and boxer Brendan Jones.